Many, many blessings. Welcome to the call. So let's start with a few beautiful breaths. So just getting yourself nice and comfy. And just choosing, are you willing to relax and let go? Are you willing to relax and let go? So we're just making that commitment to ourselves to go to a deeper state within ourselves. And breathing gently and deeply, just enjoying that breath gently and deeply. Breathing all the way in and really appreciating the breath, because most of us don't breathe, so we have to choose to breathe. Yeah, breathing deeply is a practice. So we're going to really enjoy this, just 9 deep breaths. So starting now, taking a nice deep breath in. All the way, filling all the way up, holding the breath and letting it go very slowly and gently. All the way out, squeezing the air all the way out. Keep on going until there's nothing left. And another beautiful deep breath from the bottom of your lungs. All the way in, feeling that, holding it, and letting go. So we're going to do another 7 breaths. Once you let that go, and just really enjoying the breath. And just a couple more beautiful breaths, really enjoying the breath. And one last beautiful breath. That's the stuff. I'm just letting go even more. Fantastic. So welcome to the call. Wonderful, wonderful. Welcome, welcome. Brother Nick may be able to join us. Apparently he's on a cruise, and obviously my self-reception might not be working very well, so he'll join us if he can manage to dial in. And I've noticed, because I can see the calls here, that we have Brother Ed from Chelmsford, UK. And of course I have special love for my brothers and sisters from England. And having escaped England myself many years ago, But it does, there is something special about England, has to be said. There is magic to the country in its own way. Everywhere has its special magic. So wherever you are in the world, just understand, no matter where you are, there is special magic in that place. And I'd love to hear how Brother Ed is doing, first of all, because we haven't heard from Brother Ed for some time. So I'm unmuting Brother Ed. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Can you hear me?
I can. How's it going?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm doing very well, thank you. Yeah, enjoying life at the moment. Had some free time to come on the call today. So, yeah, wasn't expecting you to call me out. So, yeah, I feel very honoured.
How are you? Pleasure.
Yeah.
Doing awesome. Yeah, I mean, everything is going wonderfully. And so how are you? What's new and different in your world? Do you have anything you'd like us to share or talk about? Anything you're up to?
Well, I feel in life I have lots of good things I'm good at, like things and interested in. I've got good values, like I'm good at my music, and I love nature, and I love working at my spiritual side. But I feel in life, the thing what lets me down is just trying to express myself well. I'm not so good at that. I don't know if it's from like past conditioning, just learned behaviours, but that's something I'd like to improve and ever see if there's ever a way to get better at, because I think communication skills are very important in life. So, yeah, like I said, I feel like I have some good skills. I just need to express them better, and so I can help more people, help myself.
That's great. And you communicated that very clearly. So, I mean, you obviously have good communication skills, even if you don't give yourself credit for it. I just want to mention something about this, because England, everywhere is different. England is a massively suppressive country that actually suppresses everyone. When I was living in England, I consistently felt suppressed by the culture. So a lot of what you're feeling, Ed, is actually not your lack of communication skills, really. It's just a it's like a cloud of repressed energy over the whole country. And I remember when I was living in India, I spent 5 or 6 months in India, and I traveled all over the world, and I would always come back to London, London Heathrow. And I remember flying in from India, right, which is obviously nice and hot and sunny, right? And I'd fly into London, and guess what? As always, grey clouds. Yeah, London. I don't think London's seen any sun in a couple of decades or something. I don't know. But to fly in, grey clouds, and as soon as even before the plane landed, as it was landing, and I saw the clouds and saw the city, I felt the energy of London and England pressing down on me, choked to death, like someone had put their hand on my throat and was like stopping me from breathing. I literally felt like I was like choking. And it just, because when you go away from the place and come back, you can feel it, right? So I just want you to know that I don't mean to sort of disturb you by saying that, that you're doomed, because you're not doomed, but it's just good to realize that a lot of the feelings you have are actually not from you. They're because you're picking up an energy around you.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. It's hard to know any better when you're only in one place most of the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you're only in one place, and if you don't go away and come back, you can't tell what it's like. It's a bit like every house has a smell. Yeah, every place has a smell. And once you're there long enough, yeah, you don't notice it because you're used to it. You can't smell it anymore, yeah?
No.
But when you go away, when you come back, you're like, oh, yeah. And it might smell like spices, or it might smell like certain wood, or it might smell like mold. I mean, it depends on the house. But every place has a smell. Every place has an atmosphere. Every place has an energy. And it's all very, very different. So we need to know what we're dealing with, and one of the easiest ways to do that is actually just traveling. And you don't actually necessarily need to travel to another country, although that's, of course, if you go to another country for a year and go back, or you go, I haven't been back to England in nearly 10 years, so when I do go back to England, I'll be able to really tell what it's like, because it's such a long time. But even if you go, like, to just drive 2 or 3 hours away, do you ever get out, like, more than, do you ever, like, go on missions at least 2.5 hours, 2 hours away?
Not often, actually. A lot of the places, you know, I usually go on about three good holidays, but which are more than 2.5 hours away, like to the Lake District or to Norfolk, somewhere like I like being in nature. But, you know, it's only probably no more than 2 weeks of a whole year.
Yeah, right. Well, that can be improved, I think. Because, like, do you have time to go on, like, a day mission where you just, like, abandon everything and just go off for a day or a weekend or at least a day?
I'd like to do, yeah, but sometimes you always feel like, oh, you need to go with someone else. What do you mean, to go on your own?
Yeah, you can go on your own. You can bring a friend. Either way, it's fine. You could bring one person, a bunch of people. It doesn't have to be some massive, overly planned thing. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Sometimes I just jump in the car and I'm off. You know, like, for example, the Grand Canyon. You know, I've heard the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
I'm currently in Sedona, right? And I have another place in Hawaii as well. But I'm in Sedona at the moment. And the Grand Canyon is 2 hours away, right? So if I wanted to, I can jump in the car and in 2 hours I'm at the Grand Canyon. Which is pretty cool. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm already kind of in the Grand Canyon here, so I kind of don't feel the need to necessarily travel that much. But I still do anyway, just because getting away gives perspective.
Yeah.
And so, do you know what I mean? And oftentimes being on our own is better than being with other people, because we get even more perspective when we're with our own thoughts. And you can kind of feel, how do you feel yourself in your own space without anyone talking to you or having their opinion about things? You know, other people are great, but sometimes you can't tell how you're feeling with other people around always.
Yeah, I feel like I really enjoy being having my own space and my own time, like going for long bike rides or sometimes walks. And I'm very good on my own. I feel really good. Because I'm probably, like they say, introvert people are very good with themselves, whereas extrovert people, you know, they only feel good when they're around other people. But it's, yeah, I really enjoy my own time. But I do like to see people all the time, yeah.
Well, there you go, yeah. So in that case, do you practically speaking, practically have the time to go on a day outing somewhere once a week?
Not always, but most of the time, yes, I could probably make one that day a week where I've got more than half the day at least.
Yeah, well, there you go. So do you see what I mean? We're living in a what I find interesting is that we're living in so-called free societies, yeah, where we have freedom, place in the world don't have, yeah, but because of the weird atmosphere and because of social programming, we don't take advantage of our freedom anywhere near enough, and nowhere near enough. Everyone's complaining about things, but there's way more freedom available than we're taking from the situation. So yeah, so if you've got half a day every week free and you like being on your own and you like getting perspective and traveling, then, you know, you might want to get a map of the country, where you are, and think, where is, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours drive?
Hmm.
Because I have these, wherever I move to, right, whenever I go to a new place, one of the first things I do is I buy a map of where I am. A big map, a huge map, and like the biggest as I can. If possible, I'll get a map the size of the wall, like I'll buy like a big, big map. But they, big as you can, so you can see it clearly. And maps, in many ways, better than Google Earth and all that, because it's like a physical thing you can see. So you look at the map and you say, right, where's all the cool places within a certain amount of time? Like we've got Michael on the call, right, from San Francisco. And San Francisco is surrounded with all kinds of super cool places around where he is, yeah?
Mm.
2 hours, 1 hour, he's surrounded with epic places everywhere, right? Everywhere actually has cool places to go within a certain amount of time in the car. And so you get a map and you have a look and you say, where's all the cool places based on the weather conditions where I am at the moment? And then you can make a mark, or you can put a thing like a drawing pin, or you can just look at it. So what I often do is I look at the map and I just look at it and I'm like, all right, I'm going to go there. Do you know what I mean? And I just point at it and then I'm like, okay. And then I just get in the car, put it in my phone, because the directions are obviously available all the time, and off. Do you know what I mean? Bring some food, bring a flask of something warm if you want, if it's cold, and so maybe some nice stuff to listen to in the car, whatever.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
And just being where I am in Essex, it always seems a bit like it's very urban around there, and I'd like to be like northwest where the Lake District is, or the Peak District, so like I'm in the wrong place in some ways, but obviously it's just a bit longer to drive. But there's still lots of nice places around where I live, and I do go to.
Yeah, exactly. And but it's worth the extra drive to get somewhere else.
Mm.
As long as you got plenty of food. Like I could give you a classic example of what not to do. Right. I'm not going to mention any names here because I don't want to defame anyone. But some people came to see us recently, and they wanted to go to the Grand Canyon. And I didn't have time, actually, because I was finishing a book, and I didn't really want to go with them, frankly. But so they went up, right, and they hadn't planned anything. So they go to the Grand Canyon, spend about 5 minutes looking at it, and then they're like, we need to eat, right? So then they spend the next, 2 hours trying to find somewhere to eat, right? And then they're eating some last food in some horrible place, and then they had to come back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, 4.5 hours in the car, 2 hours trying to fly in the restaurant, 5 minutes in the Grand Canyon. And do you know what I mean? It's like, that's not very well planned. So you don't have to over plan it, but you're definitely worth considering getting something to eat, so you don't have to like hunt down a health food store somewhere in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And if you want to listen to some good music or some audios, some sessions or whatever, enjoy it. Enjoy the experience.
Yeah.
And enjoy the highway as well. Driving on highways, motorways, it's fun in its own way, cruising around at high speeds, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. So it's all fun. And you can have an intention about what are you intending to do, what's the point of your little mission? Like, are you trying to learn something about yourself? Or you just want to get some perspective, visioning, just think of something, yeah.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? This is easy to do. You could do this,
yeah.
Every couple of weeks. And even if it's cold, it's kind of cool, because when it snows, it looks nice,
Mm.
So you just wear a hat and extra, long johns and whatever, three pairs of socks, and you'll be fine.
Mm. But those are times when I do really enjoy myself. But the times where I don't enjoy myself is in situations, public situations, public speaking, or with big groups of people. I'm okay one-on-one, but with big groups of people, I feel very self-conscious. And I can go more in my shell. As soon as I feel that sort of feeling come along, it's kind of like, oh no, there's no going back now. And so that's like one issue that I've always been trying to work out in my life. And I think most of it from like from past, like telling myself so many times, oh, I'm rubbish at this, I'm rubbish at that. And from doing the meditations, like from the superhero training, I've got a lot more clearer. But I feel, I don't know if, you know, in time it's all going to get really clear, or if there's more I should be doing, or if there's some sort of treatment or whatever I should do.
Yeah, well, you know, basically social situations are oftentimes a bit bizarre, frankly. And give me a very specific example of what you're talking about. Like, what kind of group situation do you mean? Give me the scene.
Say, I was at a wedding last week, or it could be anything like similar to this. Like everyone else, like friends, they can talk and talk for hours and seem to be having a really good time laughing. But when I'm talking to people, especially new people, I don't really talk much. I can't talk for minutes or hours on end. And I just think like I keep everything quite brief, and I don't express myself as much well as other people would do.
Yeah, so you're at a wedding, you meet someone, and it's like, hello, how are you doing? And they're like, yeah, how are you doing? And you're like, so what do you do? And what do you do? And then it all ends very quickly, yeah, that sort of thing. Well, I mean, here's my sort of ruthless personal opinion about this. I think most of those conversations are completely pointless, a bunch of nonsense. And, do you know what I mean? I can't be bothered with any of it at all. I mean, if I'm going to talk to somebody, I'll say, how are you doing? What's going on? This is what I do, because I'm an introverted person, and I don't like those situations either, quite frankly. But if I am in one of those situations, what I'll do is I'll first of all come from the heart, because it's not about what you say, it's about being loving. So whenever I'm in a social situation like that, my intention is, how can I give blessings, internal blessings, to these people, because they're all my family, you know? It's very touching when you think about it. We're all family. These are all my family, and they might be all over the place and out of control and everything, but you know, they might have had far too much champagne. But it doesn't matter, do you know what I mean? They're all good souls. So first of all, you start with, like, they're all family, and we're all spiritual family, and everyone's hurting, and everyone needs some blessings, you know, because everyone does. Everyone, you know, as soon as you talk to somebody, it only takes 5-10 minutes, and then they'll start pouring out their heart and telling you all the 5 million things wrong with their life, you know? do you know what I mean? So really, Not that we don't need to dwell on suffering, but, you know, a lot of the time people seeming like having a good laugh, it's just because they're drunk. And when you talk to them one-on-one, they're like, because Facebook's a classic example. Everyone on Facebook looks like they're having the best day ever. And I talk to a lot of people who are like, you know, spiritual teachers, and they're like the guru type people, and it all looks like having the best day ever on Facebook. And then I talk to them personally, and they're like, oh my God, it's been such a hard year, everything's falling apart, I feel depressed. Do you know what I mean? So you can't tell what people are going through just by what you think they're going through at all, you know. So first of all, I understand that the people who seem like they're having the best day ever, actually probably not. If they are, then God bless them, do you know what I mean, good for them. But a lot of the time it's actually just alcohol. Or it's just very good at putting on a front, yeah?
Yeah.
So that's a good thing to realize. Second thing is, you come in there with an attitude of giving blessings. Like, you're probably more together and more on point than a lot of people there, because you're doing superhero training, you're a deep soul, you think about things, you're doing your spiritual work. So you're in many ways in a very solid place compared to a lot of other people. Do you realize that?
Yeah, I do realise that very much. But it's just expressing it to more so I could help people or show people what, you know, what I do. And, you know, to to bring light to their lives more.
Exactly. Yeah.
Be a good example. Because I can't look like a good example if I'm all quiet, and they'll probably think, "Oh, there's something going wrong if you're quiet and you don't really get into things so much."
I understand. So you want to talk. So the first thing is just recognizing that other people are not what they seem to be. Yeah, that's a really important thing. So before you even try and say anything, just understand in yourself the situation is not what it appears. That's important. Jimmy, you have to, because that's like the awareness you're having. Like, the one is what you say and how much you speak, and the other is what is the context. The context is that people are often needing a lot of help and not willing to receive it, or they, Jimmy, there's all sorts of complicated things happening. So you look at it from a point of view, that point of view. Yeah, does that make sense? First thing.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, so it came perspective.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Get perspective. So before you even try and say anything to anyone, you just have that consciousness that you're going there to give love and blessings to them. Yeah. That's your attitude.
That's a
very powerful thing.
I've been feeling that more recently, to try and feel more love. And it suddenly kind of opened up a lot of things just to feel the love. And I can connect much better with anyone else. Continue that, and just have to it's remembering to do it, really.
Yeah. So before you go to any of these events, you first of all remember, I'm a loving being, and I'm here to give love to other people. Give them love, you know, because they probably need it.
Yeah.
Right. You start with that. So because people say, I want to communicate better, and I want to know what to say or whatever. That's gone too far. First thing is, they're suffering and you need to be loving. And then you're already good at that. So you come with that attitude, right? And then the second step is that you go up to people with love in your heart, and you actually make them feel important. You care about them. You actually care about them, and you're genuinely interested. How are you doing? Don't bother asking them all these pointless questions like, what do you do for a job, and all this superficial stuff that's just tedious. Everyone's bored of it. Because generally everyone gets asked the same question. What do you do? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What kind of car do you drive or whatever? It's like, look, you know, so you just say, how is it going? You know, and then you can ask them, what are you interested in? What is your vision? I always ask people, what are their visions? What are their dreams? What is inspiring you?
That's a good idea.
You're kind of like, I always say, what's your vision? What's new and different for you in your life? Here's some good questions. What's your vision? What's your big dream? What's new and different? What challenges have you been facing recently? Because these are intense times. Everyone has challenges, and they often want to talk about them.
I feel a lot of people don't want to talk about serious stuff, and they would like prefer what they call banter, if you don't understand that, what that means.
Banter.
Having fun, being silly, instead of anything serious, is not really what they want to talk about. They want to just be laughing about and digging into people and just being like that. And I'm not very good at doing that. I'm better at serious talking.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, a bit of banter is all right once in a while, but to dedicate your life to banter is really a waste of a life, really. Do you know what I mean? And what I personally have done is I've cancelled pointless bantering nonsense out of my life entirely. But I just can't be dealing with it. If people don't want to show up, it's not that it has to be serious, it's all very heavy, meaning of life, it doesn't have to be super serious like that. But if people aren't willing to be real, do you know what I mean, and have real conversations and really share from the heart, what's the point? I'd rather be doing something else. Do you know what I mean? You can be ruthless. You can be look, my mission in life is to have an awesome life and to be real and to connect with people in a real way. And if I'm in a situation where everyone's just off on their trip and they've had 12 glasses of champagne and they're all just jumping up and down on the table, you know what I mean, talking about nonsense, that's fine, but I don't necessarily have to hang around very long. Do you know what I'm saying? And yeah. I don't feel bad about that, do you know what I mean? Because there's a context, life is full of choices, right? So there's, I learned this a long time ago, right? That you can either spend time in one place or another place or another place or another place. You have like thousands of possibilities every day. And the question we can ask ourselves is, what is the best use of my energy and time? You know, is it honestly the best use of my time to go to the pub and have 10 pints of beer? Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I thought it was. At one point, I always wanted my 10 pints. Yeah, and I did. I had 10 pints of beer. And I'd make sure I had my 10, otherwise I wasn't satisfied. God knows how I got home. And I did all sorts, and then I'd come back and smoke bongs and then spin out, throw up. Yeah, and I thought it was the best ever, and then I'd do it again the next day. Yeah, I used to think that was a really, really good thing to do. And I'm sure there was tons of banter along with it. Do you know what I mean? Loads of banter. But then I realized that actually that wasn't very inspiring to me anymore. And I'd rather do something else. And all my friends thought I was weird and wondered what had happened to me. But I was off doing something much more interesting. Do you know what I mean? And now I connect with all sorts of wonderful people who are into other things. Do you know what I mean? So you're here to give people opportunities, yeah?
Yeah.
But you're not here to go play along with a toxic game that doesn't mean anything to you, you know?
Yeah, sure. I think it's to do like a little bit like you were saying about England and what the society is like. It's like covered in it. And there's, you know, but I'm sure there are people like myself out there. I just need to find them.
There are. I remember what happened with me is when I started doing meditation, I thought, I'm not going to completely blow out all my friends straight away. It's a bit ruthless. So I started going to the pub, like when I would normally have had my 10 pints, but I didn't drink anything. I had like pineapple juice or something. And I remember finding it really funny that I was sitting there with a little glass of pineapple juice with a little straw rather than my 10 pints. Do you know what I mean? I thought it was really funny. And then I remember sitting down at this table, right? And everyone's like totally off their head. They've, you know, just falling over and throwing up and like whatever, yeah. And I sat there and there's some people sitting there and they started talking to me and I started talking to them. And what I realized is that especially these girls, they were just telling me about this is wrong with their life and this is wrong with their life and this is wrong with their life and this is wrong and this is wrong. And I was like, you shouldn't be in the pub. Like, what are you doing? You know, your life is, what are you doing here? Like, spending your time getting wasted. Like, let's sort this out. You know, it's just, so I think a lot of people are drinking their problems away and having as much banter as they possibly can to avoid themselves. So if you talk to the right person in these situations, they will tell you all the terrible things and they will probably tell you that they love you and they'll also tell you that they want some help. Sooner or later, you know?
So you don't,
bottom line is this, don't bother trying to be one of the lads and be like, there's different games in life, yeah? And being good at getting drunk and having banter is not one of the games really worth getting good at. You know, do you know what I mean? Maybe it is for some people, but is it? Do you want to really master that art?
No.
Yeah. So you're not good at it for a reason because you don't care about it. You know, it's not that important to you.
No, that's right. Yeah, that's really good, useful advice. Thank you. It's just nice to confirm these things, you know, this is probably what I feel deep down, but it's nice to have someone with the knowledge to just to say this is what I should think and what I think anyway.
Yeah. It's not dear to your heart. Do you know what I mean? Getting really good at banter is just it's not your like number one important thing in life, you know.
No.
And the society is guilt tripping you into thinking that it should be your number one concern.
Mm. Yeah, that's right.
When actually it's toxic. Yeah. So, you know, it's like in some places people are into ritual abuse, you know, weird ceremonies, or they're into, you know, killing whales, and, you know, I mean, there's all sorts of bizarre things that we might consider like not all okay. But when enough people are into it, they want you to be into it as well. Otherwise, it makes them feel awkward, yeah? So if one person shows up who's not into killing whales, right, and everyone else is, they'll want you to be one of the whale killers with them, you know?
Yeah.
They won't like it if you're saying, they're going, I don't know, why are we killing the whales? Like, they seem quite peaceful. What are we doing killing the whales? They're all right, you know? Or we don't need to sort of like sexually abuse this little girl. Like, that's just not cool. If they don't want you to be there, they'll say no. So there's all these weird little groups, and the mainstream culture is like a huge, 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 huge weird little group. But it's not a little group, it's a massive one.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
So the thing is, it's like, I think,
yeah.
Sorry, I could say, like, the thing is, I think, like, the way, because the mass group of people would see, because they're living through their ego, they'd see themselves as the strong people, and someone who's not like that is the weak person. And
yeah,
that's kind of hard to take, isn't it? But, you know, there's just their distorted reality if they're living through the ego too much.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what we're dealing with. And so this is what superhero training is about. It's because we are the little group. Do you know what I mean? We are the very little group who's actually looking at life and thinking for ourselves and realizing there's something horribly wrong. Everyone's here on the call. All the superheroes are here because every one of us here has recognized there's something horribly, horribly wrong with this mainstream culture.
Mm.
And can't buy into it anymore, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but you understand that the social, there's six influence tactics, right? And I haven't got time to talk about all six of them because it takes too long. But one of them is called social proof. Social proof. Social proof is a hugely powerful influence tactic. So, in other words, the more people, the bigger the number of people who are doing something, the more we think that we all should be doing the same thing. Yeah? It's a principle, human principle. So, for example, if you go out onto the beach, right, and everyone's swimming in the ocean, then you'll think, well, it's probably safe because other people are doing it. If you go out on the beach and there's nobody swimming, you might think, well, I don't know if it's all right to go in the ocean or not because nobody's swimming. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
These things happen unconsciously. We don't even think we're doing it. So we look at other people and we look at what they're doing and we think, well, maybe I should be doing that. And the fact that you've asked this question, how can I be better in social situations and be better at banter, is is exactly that. You're like, oh, everyone else is into banter, so how can I be better at it? But in actual fact, what if 99% of the population is insane? You know?
Yeah.
that's actually the situation we're dealing with. We're insane ourselves, you know, but we're less insane. There's neurosis and there's psychosis, right? Neurosis is where you're aware that you're neurotic and out of control. Psychosis is where you think you're fine and everyone else is mad. Do you know what I mean? And we're neurotic. Yeah, we're like neurotic becoming sane, yeah, because we're aware of our madness. But other people are psychotic because they don't understand what they're doing is a problem.
Mm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So we're all a bit mad, but being aware that you're a bit mad makes you less mad.
Mm. I see, yeah.
So I think the ultimate solution to the situation is don't bother trying to be good at banter, but instead be good at what you're good at. and find some good people to talk to in meaningful ways.
Yeah, I don't feel like I wanted to be good at banter necessarily, but just even in sensible situations, just being able to think clearly on my feet. When I see your videos, you can talk about sensible things, like you've got a clear mind to think ahead, so you can, you know, talk well what you mean to say. But, you know, I feel like I talk a couple of sentences and then kind of the idea goes. But it's just maybe just because I'm not so relaxed. If I'm on my own and thinking, I'm fine. But it's just getting this connection when I'm with people. It's like a phobia almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's letting go, bro. Letting go.
Like
we do these calls all the time. I do loads of coaching, and I have no idea what I'm going to say at all. Frankly, I never do. I don't have any idea about anything. But but I can just go off on whatever it is easily, partly because of practice, because I've done it so long, but partly because I've practiced letting go, and I don't need to know. I just don't know, honestly, I don't know what's going on. I trust in the grace of life, that whatever's supposed to happen will. And I think one thing you might benefit from, and this is good for everyone on the call, I've just started doing a meditation, a letting go practice to help everyone let go of their negative feelings and phobias and, you know, worries and all the nasty, sticky stuff, inside. So you're all welcome. Every day. I've decided to do it every day because, frankly, we need to let go of our negative feelings every day, not occasionally, every day. And the more the merrier, you know, every day all the time, ideally. But at least every day for some time. So,
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so if you go to my Facebook page, I had a post today with a link to a group. Anyone can do this as well. It's called Surrender and Remember Group. Surrender and Remember. So you're surrendering the blocks, which in this case for you, Ed, might be this blocks to like speaking comfortably.
Mm.
And then remembering your highest state of being, remembering who you are, coming back.
Yeah.
For that space.
I think because I've been like that so long, it will take a while of doing the meditation to really help. But I've noticed a big difference within the last month or two since I've been doing this every day and every night. I've really noticed a big difference, you know. So, but like I said, because I've been like this for the last 15 years, it will take time.
Yeah, it will take time, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. So you don't need to force it, but also don't be attached to it taking too long.
No, I won't be. But
it will take as long as it does. But it doesn't have to be take any longer than that, you know. So it will take time, and so number one is come with your heart open and give blessings, right? When it comes to social situations, number two is listen to them, what they're into. Being good at banter doesn't matter. A lot of people, when you get them on their own, they want to talk to you about stuff, so that's fine. Whenever I'm in parties, I find when there's like six people all standing around together talking about nonsense, I find that situation personally very unpleasant. Mm. I don't like it, and I don't find it beneficial. So what I do is I just walk off, and I'll talk to one person.
All right.
I've never seen any benefit in those groups of like 10 people, 5 people all standing around talking about nonsense. And I'm not saying nonsense being judgmental as if like they're all idiots. They're not idiots, but it's like kind of all the lads, hey, what about this? It's like, what's the point? I'd much rather spend my time not standing around in the circle going, hey, but, but like, just going over to someone else and going, hello, how are you doing, what's going on, do you know what I mean, and talk to them instead, do you know what I mean? There's more benefit at the end of it. When I go to parties, I'll talk to one person, another person, another person, another person, another person, another person, give them all blessings, find out their story, find out what's going on, give them a few tips about something if I can help them, and then I leave, and I feel stoked. But I don't stand around in those circles of 5 to 10 people going, way, go. I might laugh, do you know what I mean? But I'm not going to bother wasting my time there, you know? You don't need to. You just walk off and see someone else is standing at the side going, oh my God, I hate being here. Go and talk to them, you know? Do you know what I mean?
That's brilliant advice, thank you.
Yeah,
and that's right. You're completely right. It's what I should do.
Yeah. I mean, I found the same. I mean, maybe a lot of people on the call, maybe some people love those little circles and they feel good about it. Good for you. Do you know what I mean? Everyone's got their little thing that they like. But you're not obliged to stand there looking at your feet, acting awkward. You can just sort of sneak away. No one cares. And then just talk to someone else.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the more you let go of fear and negativity, what happens with me is I often don't like these social situations, right? And I'm like, I don't want to go there. But then when I do go with an open heart and I care about giving people, I actually find it very, very interesting most of the time and end up staying longer, way longer than I think, which is bizarre when I think about it. You know, I often have reluctance showing up, but then once I'm there, I feel like I don't want to leave because it's fun talking to people. You know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So just do what you're good at. Talk to one person at a time about interesting things and stay well clear of those sort of, you know, woo-hey circles. Mm. Woo, the lads. You know what I mean? You go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And also, see yourself in your mind, see yourself in those social situations having fun. You know, so before you go into it, when you're on your own feeling good by yourself, right, you're on your own, you're feeling good, imagine yourself in those situations having a laugh. Yeah. Talking to one or two people, yeah?
Before you go. Yeah.
So I'm going to prescribe one specific piece of advice for you. I mean, all this is good advice, but one specific thing for you is to every day for 5 minutes, you can put a timer on when you're relaxed, see yourself in a social situation, feeling comfortable and enjoying yourself and having a good experience. In your mind. Yeah? Let's do it now, actually. Let's do it now for a moment. Yeah? You up for it?
Yep.
All right. So everyone else who's listening, you know, if anyone else has any social anxiety, which I'm sure a lot of people do, I do myself sometimes, and I certainly have a lot in the past, much nowadays not as bad as it was, but, you know, not everyone likes loads of people around them all the time, yeah? So close your eyes. And just imagine a group, imagine a social scene that you might be involved with. And there are people, there's noise, there's probably music playing. Yeah, some people have had plenty to drink, some people are smoking weed, some people are not doing anything, some people are in the corner, there's probably a group of people all going, woo-hey! You know? Yeah, which is fine, you know. There's a couple of groups of the way up the lads kind of circles, and then there's people one talking one at a time, or two people talking to one person, or people sitting in the corner, or people eating some food. So there's all sorts of things, right? So you see the scene, and see yourself going up to one person, and seeing how they're doing from the heart. Remember, you're coming from the heart, you have an open heart, you care about people. you're strong because you're coming from a place of giving. You don't need anything from anyone. You don't need to fit in. You don't need anything. You're there to give love and blessings. So you walk over there and you talk to someone and they're happy to see you. And they're more nervous than you are a lot of the time. Well, they might not even appear it, but something's, you know, they've got their own problems. And you start just having a little chat, how's it going? And then it becomes a genuinely interesting conversation. And you feel relaxed, all the rest of the party kind of disappears and you're just talking to them, you're having fun, you naturally know what to say because you're not even trying, it's just happening. You know, they say something, you say something, you get inspired, something comes through. And it's just easy, ease and grace. And then, you know, you want to talk to someone else, you see someone else, you're like, oh, I'm going to go and see that person. And you walk off and you see somebody else. And then you speak to people who you really like talking to, and it actually is genuinely, genuinely interesting to you. So how was that, Ed?
I feel that's really useful thing I should be doing every day. I can see it like the vision being developing as I go along and helping lots of other similar situations. So I think you know, daily practice of doing that is going to be really useful. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, it definitely works.
When I felt it at first, I kind of felt like the feeling through your body of feeling all kind of tense and like, oh no. But then as you spend the time or be with the time, you see the energy moving or the developing.
Exactly, yeah. Because remember that these are all just feelings, aren't they?
Hmm.
And because what happens if we try and resist our feelings, if we try and suppress them, they get worse.
But
I know loads of musicians, right? You're a musician, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? And most musicians often, even if they're super famous, yeah, I know people who've been very famous in various ways in their music career, right? And I've heard from them that they still feel fear going out on the stage, even though they've done it tons of times and even though they're really good.
Mm.
Yeah. And same with actors. So a lot of these people, it's not that they're not feeling fear. A lot of these people in the circles at these parties who are seeming to be having a good old laugh, they're probably feeling fear and as well. And a lot of people need to knock back at least 4 or 5 drinks before they feel all right, you know. So a lot of the time it's just alcohol that makes people feel better. But everyone feels feelings. So when you feel your feelings and you let them go and you don't try and resist it and you don't think you're a bad person because you feel tense, there's nothing wrong with you, it's just a feeling. And then you get okay with it and then you visualize it and you experience it and you feel it. And you get used to it, then when you actually walk into those situations in real life, you will kind of be walking into your vision. You'll be walking into this new world that you've created inside. And even if you feel weird, you'll say, all right, it's okay, I always feel a bit weird, but then I just let it go. Talk to some people, talk to some other people, and then it's all good, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for this advice.
You're welcome. I'm looking forward to hearing how it goes.
Yeah.
So just keep doing it every day, and don't expect anything magic or anything. Just allow it to happen by itself. Magic will happen by itself. And it's actually fine. Once you stop resisting life and stop resisting your feelings, it starts to just seem fine. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I can see that I've been avoiding it in the past, but you know, just be with it. Be with the feeling.
Yeah, we can't run away from our feelings. We can try and run away from them. We can take drugs, we can drink, we can spend our whole time on Facebook or checking our phone or watching films or whatever else, yeah? But you can't run away from your feelings in the end. None of us can. So we have to crack the code on this stuff. And it starts by willingness just to do it, willingness to do it, and then just practice. And the good news is that there's a stack of feelings, and the more you let go of them, the less of them there are. Do you know what I mean? It's like a stack of magazines, and if you let go of one page at a time, yeah, by the end of the day, you've got rid of quite a few pages that aren't there anymore.
Yes, yeah. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome, my friends. You're welcome. And good job you're over there in England giving blessings and holding it down, and what great service you're gonna be just by you doing this, yeah? So just remember that you're doing this for yourself, because you're gonna obviously benefit hugely. But as you do, without you saying anything at all, the people around you will feel more relaxed, and they will feel better. And so you're doing them a favor as well.
Mm.
So well done.
Thank you.
I'm excited for you. This is awesome.
Oh, thank you so much, Michael. It's been an honor to speak to you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you. Awesome. Okay. So go, brother, head. What a legend. Yeah. Good stuff. So let's see if anyone else is on the call who'd like to share something. I just picked Ed, because he was there, and he's from England, and I haven't heard from him for a while, but hopefully you all found that helpful. I imagine most of us have probably had some kind of social anxiety, and the reason it sounds like a bad thing, social anxiety or like social problems, it sounds like we're dysfunctional people. But really, it isn't like that. We're just dealing with a mad world. You're kind of going into a toxic society where you're expected to act in an insane way to seem normal. Do you understand how mad that is? Yeah, that we have to act in a dysfunctional way that goes against your own natural nature to be considered normal by other people. Yeah, that's literally the definition of living in a madhouse. That the sane person seems insane, and the only way for them to seem sane is to act mad. So, you know, this isn't judgment and criticism of other people. This is just calling it out, you know, for what it is. And I want you all to be very aware that we're living in a society, in case you don't know the numbers and the stats about this, we're living in a society where one in four people are diagnosed with mental illnesses. Yeah, one in four. And that's diagnosed of some kind of mental or emotional distress, one in four. And I can't remember the exact number, but some very large percentage of people are on a medication, a depression medication, or AHAD, ADHD, whatever it is, medication, some kind of pharmaceutical medication. To cope with their life, why do they need the medication? Because they're living in a mad world, and the only way to manage it is by being medicated. And if you haven't read it already, I recommend everyone reads The Brave New World by Aldous Huxley. Brave New World by Aldous Huxley. And I also recommend you read Brave New World Revisited by Aldous Huxley as well. Just classic books. I'm writing a book called Social Opium, which is talking about all this mad shit going on in the world. And it's, you know, I've had to put it on the back burner because it's a bit of a massive project. But basically, just understand you are living in a toxic world. So if you do feel anxious and stressed out about it, this is a completely normal response to a weird situation. You won't feel anxious about spending time with sane people who aren't acting weird. You'll feel relaxed, yeah? Yeah, like if any of you around here with me now, right, sitting here looking over the beautiful views, I'm sure you'd feel super chilled, you know? I'll give you a cup of tea, a cup of chai, something to drink or whatever, some cool drink, hot drink. You could have some kava if you want, you know, it'll calm you down. But everyone would be super chilled. And it's all good, yeah, because we're all good here. But when you're having to fit in with this weird world and there's all this nonsense going on and you have to sort of act out of place, of course you feel weird, you know. The good news is that by letting go and by you caring about others, you can go to these situations and give blessings to them and be a support to others, which is fantastic. All right, so we have a question here from Hawaii. Let me unmute you. Oh, hang on a minute. There we go. Aloha. Who's this? From,
Is this for Hawaii?
Yeah.
Is this, hey.
Yay.
How's everything doing? Yay.
Well done.
When I heard the yay, because I'm always saying yay, and I got everyone saying yay, and then they were like not happy saying yay, and I'm like, I'm still saying yay. And then when I heard you guys saying yay, I'm like, these guys are on it, man, celebrating whatever you can when you can. And
we're yayers for sure.
Yeah, totally. You know, that's what I'm about, trying to amplify and take the action to celebrate whenever you find something that, you know, causes you or, you know, you want to say yay to. And I found that people were tripping on that because they were so used to amplifying the 6 o'clock news or pointing out the stuff that didn't, make them say yay. And I thought, wow, that is so not what I want to do. I want to bring out the good stuff. I want to amplify the good stuff. I want to point out the good stuff. And I did find, within the social sector or whatever, some people getting into that. And it became, more and more of a spiral and more people learning how to, function that way, because it was like having training wheels on. We're so used to feeling, that it's okay to find everything that isn't working, that's what the People magazine or the, those little star paper newspapers at the checkout station is all about, and that's socially acceptable, So when I found you guys saying the yay, I was like, and then I started realizing and learning that, hey, these guys are focusing and tuning into the same things I'm into. I was on board, and I was listening to what you guys were saying right now, and I really find it spot on, about trying to function in a society where I refuse to take any of that medicine. I mean, they tried to put me on that Ritalin stuff when I was a kid, and my mom was laughing because I was just spitting it up. I at a young age, I knew, I don't need that stuff. I want to be me. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm seeing things and I'm saying, hey, that's not for me. I don't need this medicine to calm me down. Just put me in gymnastics. Put me in something that, I can use my energy and focus on and create. don't try to put me into a drone land. And when, you know, you're around a society that half the people are being sedated, and they know it. They know they're being sedated to just, you know, handle what's going on, and or the other people are, you know, self-medicating because, you know, they've got attached to that somehow, and then their pH balance says they have to have it continuously. Because when they stop, when they realize, oh my God, I don't want to do this, and they stop, and, you know, their physical body just says, gotta have it. But if, you know, you're around that, and you're not doing any of that, and you're pointing out all the yays, and you're living the yays, and your yays are escalating, it's so cool to have, like, the superhero group to, celebrate that and to be in that, those moments of, you know, not being just surrounded by, like you said, social opium. You know, I just am so grateful for that. And I guess I just want to share that and say thank you.
Thank you. What a blessing. Yay. I mean, it's just fantastic. I mean,
yeah.
one of the best things, well done for spitting out that medication. I mean, by the way, when you were younger, what a game-changing decision that was.
It's been continuous. I mean, I had my mom when I was, I come from a really, probably like a lot of people, a dysfunctional family. And mm-hmm. I came from this place where I wanted to, you know, handle it without medicine. I didn't go to psychologists. I refused. My mom kept dragging me. I kept seeing things, and I would say to myself, you know what? Coming from my heart, this isn't right. And I'm, you know, I called my family out on it, you know, and I said, you know, this isn't right. I'm not going to take medicine. I'm not going to go to your psychologist, to where they're trying to program me into thinking, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I ended up, like, going off on my own. I went off to the ocean a lot, to the beach a lot. Then I started getting into neuro-linguistic programming, where I started, doing that, you know, basically learning how I was representing the whatever I was intaking and how I was representing that to myself and the behaviors and states I was creating from that. And I started taking responsibility for, and this was challenging and still is, you know, what, and I decided to represent experiences and what states I came from. So in other words, you know, someone said this, and I decided to take it in this way and represent it this way to myself. And it's, you know, like, well, I guess we're all, like, taught that way. Do we want to look at the bad stuff, or do we want to look at the good stuff? You know what I mean? And it's still challenging, because I still find things that happen, and you can use them as resources, or you can use them as downfalls, you know, that spin you into a down state. And so instead of doing all that, I chose to use my resources, and this is how I found your group and you guys. And I just want to say how important or satisfying or inspirational or needed, grateful I am to have you all here. I mean, I know I'm rambling on, but I just want to say that I always never really fit in anywhere. Even if I was doing the things that weren't so-called fitting in, like going to the raw food, health food restaurant, and still not fitting quite into all the raw food, health food people, even though I'm eating the raw food, health food.
Awesome. Welcome to the family, Elle. What a blessing.
Thank you.
I think it's the first time we've connected, and what a heartfelt joy it is to hear your voice. Thank you.
Aww. Thank you, guys.
What a sweetie. Aww. Yay.
And yay. You know, I have to say that I'm so stoked because, you know, I see your continuance. I know you've been doing this for years, and it's real. You know, I see it, I sense it, and I feel it, and I have to say, that's a huge yay. Cause, you know, I mean, I've been around where, you know, I see people and they have these goals and they have these intentions, but, you know, the continuance and it's like when you talk about going 0 point, you talk about going directly inward. I can see that that's where this is coming from with y'all. That it's so in the center and it's so right on point and it just keeps emanating and I'm really proud of that. You know, I'm proud to be a part of that and I'm proud of y'all for that. So right on.
Fantastic. It all does come from the point, from the essence, because there's.
Yeah.
There's an ocean. I love this quote. There is an ocean. In Hindi, there's an expression, the bindi. The sindi is in the bindi. The sindi is in the bindi. It's almost like hypnotic. The sindi is in the bindi. And it means that the ocean is inside of the point, like a tiny point.
Wow.
Ocean is in the point. The ocean is in the point. The bindi, the sindi is in the bindi. Bindi means point and sindi means ocean. The sindi is in the bindi.
Wow.
And so, yeah. So just think about that for a little bit. You know, the whole of.
Like micro,
life,
macro.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the macro is in the micro. And each one of us is actually a point. We're all just a point of light. That's actually what we are. And inside of this point that we are is this massive world that appears, that's our life, you know, our body, the people around us, the colors, the trees, the sounds, the birds. This, you know, you can travel. So really, we're traveling around in our own ocean of life. So if you get in the car and you travel for as far as you can, and then you get on a plane and travel as far as you can, that's all in your mind. That's all in your own world. It's your world. And it's all in a point.
Wow.
So I think that's the celebration right there, you know. And if that doesn't bring you wonder, then I don't know what will, you know. So think
so
about
awesome.
These things. Yeah, go deep. And thank you, Elle, for sharing your joy.
It's so cool, and, you know. I think that today's conversation really helped me because when I go to work, you know, and I am so supposedly unique and so, you know, different and everything, and I do find myself in the same way where, you know, I don't really socially fit in with everybody, and I don't always go for the banter myself. You know, I'm pretty much one of those deep conversationalists. But I do want to be cared for and appreciated and needed and that. And I found that today's, earlier, you know, conversation was really, really, insightful about not coming from a place of need, but coming from a giving place where you're not focused on what you're giving that they need it, but you're just continually giving, and so you don't have to have a need from them. Because I always sometimes find myself reflecting on, oh, they think I'm weird, or, you know, oh, I'm just so different than everybody, and how come I'm feeling this and everything, and why aren't they thinking that? And then I get lonely sometimes because I do want to have people that that nurture me instead of only just me nurturing them, you know? And so that's another reason why I really like this group and the stuff that I learned from y'all and what you were saying. And it's powerful stuff. It really helps fuel and recenter, you know, yourself. And it is true, like, like that you were saying, the daily meditation about let go and surrender the negative. I think that's powerful because I know that, like yesterday when I went through some weird stuff and this stuff, you know, but I thought when you were saying basically about the population, the mass population being, you know, psychotic. And if I could just daily remember that as I go out into the world, it's almost like armor in a sense, you know, fluid armor where you're not just blocking everything out, but still you're not coming from this place of like, you know, oh my God, something's wrong with me. The world's weird. And I mean, I don't know. That yeah. conversation is so helpful. And I know I'm hacking yeah. up all the time. I just
it's great.
Gotta say, okay. Man, that resonated huge. You know what I mean? I
yeah.
go out there and I see that the traffic lights, I see the system, I see the you know, you're saying about the massive amount of people doing it, so therefore I should be doing it. I don't think that, but I see other people doing that. And I feel like in a sea of a massive amount of people doing all this stuff, you know, where it's not, you know, it's cool to be mean, or it's cool to, you know, treat animals weird, or it's cool to treat the planet weird, or it's cool to be, you know, unconscious and throw trash out or whatever. And I'm like, dude, man, I'm so much more awake than this. I want to connect with people that are awake like me and make that the massive amount of people where we're doing good stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it all starts with
yeah.
all underground. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
all right. I just
want
to say thank you. And I'll get off the phone.
You're so welcome. No. You come on the calls every week, Elle. We need to hear from you.
Thank you. And I'm going to listen to you all now. Okay, aloha.
Aloha. Blessings from Hawaii. See, Ed, if Elle was at the party, she would want to talk to you, no doubt. Elle, would you like to, I'm just going to mute you again. Would you like to talk to Ed, Elle? He was at a party.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. Yeah, why don't you, where's Ed? Ed?
Hello?
There you go. Say something to Ed.
Hi, Ed. How's it going?
Yeah, good. I love your energy.
That is awesome. I have this energy that sometimes I wish I didn't have, you know, because I walk into the room and it's there, you know. But I'm like you. I just don't really feel like I can talk about all that blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? I'm more
yeah.
like, you know, let's talk about this stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So right on. I'm just so glad that you talked.
Yes.
Hi, Ed.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Ed. I like you. You're cool.
Oh, bye. Lovely to speak to you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks.
Awesome. Oh, that's sweet. That's so sweet. See, so we always need people to talk to, and I'm no doubt Ed, you know, Ed's got a lot of love, Elle's got a lot of love, you know, we're all loving beings, and you know, we are living in a world that is in a group, is a mass hypnosis, it's a mass hypnosis psychotic state, yeah, unfortunately, that's the situation we're dealing with, mass psychosis, basically. And so if you feel a bit weird, I'm not surprised at all. I'd be surprised if you weren't. So we have lots of other people here. If anyone wants to share something or wants to ask a question or share something you're doing or say something to anyone else, feel free. And also I want to encourage you all to, if you want to talk to each other, you know, in your own time or on the calls, feel free. The reason we have the Facebook group and the reason we do all these calls and if you want to do masterminds, I mean, you can be there for each other. You can just reach out to us and we can put you together with other people or you can just private message people. You know, obviously be tactful. Not everyone is wanting to talk to everyone necessarily. But, you know, just like any other group of people, we're all friends and we all need to talk to people. We all need family, yeah? And a lot of you have come here because you don't feel the world has quite delivered that level of connection. But there are loads and loads of great souls in superhero training. You know, we have tons of people and I'm sure they will be very happy to connect, yeah? And it just really requires saying hi or whatever, yeah? And so I'm just mentioning that so that you can feel free to chat with each other. All right, what have we got here? We've got anyone else, so you can press star 2 and we're happy to connect. And for those of you on the webcast, if you've got any questions, let's just have a look. Any questions on the webcast, you can ask them. Much love. Some Fatima's giving her love and blessings from Portugal. And so, anyone want to say anything? Anyone want to share anything? Anyone at all? Anyone at all? You press star 2. I just unmuted Ed at the beginning of the call because I hadn't heard from him for a while. Aha. And look who it is, our lovely Fatima. I knew she was going to do that.
Hi, Michael.
Yay.
Every time no one wants to talk, I'm here.
Hi.
Yeah.
Wonderful. How are you doing?
Yeah. I'm back on the call of Superhero. I was missing that. And it is so exciting to feel that energy from someone that is new. I remember that. And what a joy to hear this, I don't know, Elle was her name?
Yeah.
Oh, bless her. You don't fit in. I don't fit in. No, we are just weird people, and that's why we must be together. So what a joy. And this group is really special. And I don't have questions. Sorry, Michael, I'm still in the same place. I just want to share my gratitude for Superhero to you in special, and just sending my love to all those amazing people around the world that don't fit in anywhere. We are completely weird, and we are changing this world. So just bless them all. And something amazing is happening in Portugal that I will share very soon. That's like a hurricane. It's going by. And a lot of new stuff is coming from me. And this is all because 1 year and a half ago, I was in a dark place, and this changed my life and my courage, my energy just went out to the roof, and things are happening. So just want to send my love, and very, very soon I will share what's happening, okay? So welcome to everyone that starting, enjoy the ride, because you will never, ever be the same after this. Okay? Much love.
Much love. Fantastic. We love Fatima. And I'm very excited, Fatima, you've left us with a cliffhanger there, which is fantastic. We like cliffhangers. It's on the edge. And Fatima is someone, I just want to give her special blessings, actually, because she's somebody who, from our point of view, is like an ideal student, if you like. Not that I consider you all students, really, but like in terms of she's learning what we're sharing. And she just goes for it. Yeah, just like we go for it. And I think anyone can go for whatever they're doing if they want to. It's just a decision. Fatima, I'd like you to talk about that, actually. Why don't you tell us what you do when you go for it and why you go for it, rather than just thinking about stuff?
Well, I think that there's always, we might not understand it, but there's always something calling. And we get into this training or something similar at the right time of our lives. For me, it was something calling in the darkest place that I could ever be in. And at that moment, I knew there's something inside of you that is telling you, look, there's a turning point here, and you have to make a decision. You have to do it. It's not. If it's something that you say, okay, I will try. Okay, come back later. It's not for you. But if you have that decision, this is a turning point, and you go and find inside of yourself all your strength. Okay, I will listen. I will tell you. I will do what you are telling me to do. I will trust. And the first thing, you have to show up for the training. You have to be here. Doesn't matter what anyone is saying. If doesn't matter if it is important for you, just be there. Because you have to go into that flow of energy that is a part of the training. And I started the trainings. Now are there are a lot of times. This is very easy for now. 1 year ago, it was not so easy. And I was there at 1 a.m. in the morning, every 15 days. And I was there until 3 a.m. And I didn't care if I should get up at 2 or 3 hours later. I was there. I was there, and I was grabbing all those words from Michael, from Nick, from Taylor, from everyone, from all my friends, and I was listening, and it was like my deepest meditation. That was a moment of meditation for me. Every single word was important, and I was stuck a few times. I was drifting a lot of times. I gave up a few times, but something was saying, go there again, and you get in the flow, and you trust. Because you are starting a journey that is not yours. This journey is from Nick Good. It's from Michael McIntosh. It's from Taylor. It's from Ariel now. It's their journey. And you start to build your own journey inside of it. But you must do their journey until you find yours. And you must put your heart, your soul, your strength, your breath. You must put everything. If you have to stop eating to be there, stop. If you have to miss work, you miss work. There's always a way, but you must be there and showing up and listening. And there were some sessions that I needed to hear 20 times that session, because there was something I didn't understand and I wanted to understand. So be there and embrace it. And this Superhero is just the beginning of something that you are not seeing now. But on the other side, I can tell you, my life at this moment, I could not have dreamed about it. Magic is happening every day, and I just allow it. I am not looking for anything. Things come to me. The people I need to have in my life are coming to me and showing me another part of my path. Everyone I meet is showing up. Even from the other side of the world, people are showing up in my life. And this is such a wonder that the other life that I have is nothing. It's trash. It's just a lot of lessons that I am carrying and they are useful. But this is life. So I'm sorry, Michael, this is just my love, and words are never enough to express my love for you, for Nick, for all of you, and for everyone that I don't even know they are there in some kind of part of the world. There is life at the end of this training, and there is more life. So please show up for the training. Doesn't matter if it's a good call or not so good call. Just drink, eat, breathe, sleep this training, and things will happen. Trust me. Life is amazing, amazing, amazing. And I won't say more, Michael, because I could talk 2 hours, you know me.
That's plenty. Thank you, Fatima, from the heart. Fatima is such a blessing. We've had the great pleasure of enjoying seeing her transformation. Yeah, I mean, you can hear a lot of the transformation of various people by listening to the calls, because we talk to people, and what a massive, massive, massive transformation. And it's all possible simply by showing up, you know. And I remember Nick and I back in the day, you might have heard us talking about this in the training, before we even did superhero training, we were getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, for 3 hours meditation, and we had our special mantras that we used to do at 2 o'clock. And you know, if you want it, do you know what I mean? You've got to be willing to go to great lengths to have it. Do you know what I mean? The mainstream culture just makes us think, oh, you can just sit around and, you know, it's all. No, it doesn't work that way. You have to be hardcore, hardcore. And everyone actually is hardcore. We're all hardcore, really. You know, even if you think you're not, you are really. And when we decide to snap out of the trance and just get on with it, like Fatima was saying, everything's easy. It's easy. It's easy. It actually becomes fun. Life becomes like a joy. It's an entertainment. And you get jolts of power. You get jolts of power that kind of blast you. All the stuff that we've done over the years, it's come because power has entered us. Power has entered us. Yeah? Otherwise, we couldn't do it. Yeah? None of us have got the power on our own. We living in this toxic society to do anything really different. But when you are willing to move away from that, and it's like standing directly in the lightning bolts, you know, that's kind of what it is. You know, you get this massive charge, and then all of a sudden, right, has to be done. Like this morning, got a massive charge, and I was like, right, I'm going to start this new group to help people let go of negative emotions. It's got to be done. So I set the whole thing up this morning before the call. So, I mean, I'm not waiting around for next week when I've got more time or something. So whatever you need to do, do it now, do it now, do it now, do it now. And make time to free yourself, free yourself, free yourself, free yourself. You don't need to fit into this toxic world. You don't need to go along with it. You don't need to be good at banter. You don't need to be good at all these things. Find out what you love and give your full dedication to doing that, and everything else is cancelled. You know, so to get what we want in our lives, we need to have like a big sword that just chops dead all the other stuff that doesn't mean anything. and don't feel bad about it. Feel good about it, because this is your freedom we're talking about. This is your life. Doesn't matter what anyone else says. This is your life, so you live it your way. And like Fatima was saying, we're sharing our experience, we're sharing our stories, we're sharing our experiences and what has helped us. And it will definitely help you, but our intention all along is that you figure it out yourself. In my book, The Dharma Keys, which hasn't been fully published yet, it's nearly ready, The Dharma Keys, the last keys are blank. They're blank. Why are they blank? Because they're your keys. They're your keys, your life. You need your own keys. Yeah? It's your life. So learn, master it, and then do it your own way. So, congratulations to everyone. And, of course, anyone who asks any questions or any suggestions, feelings, sharing your love, thank you to Elle, thank you to Ed, thank you to Fatima. Reach out to each other if you want to, you know, talk to each other. You know, I don't know if anyone actually does this, but I'm telling you that we do encourage it. Might as well, you know, because no one else understands you, and you're all in doing the same thing. You're all in a way in the same kind of situation. Fatima is of course always inspiring people, but everyone is. So if you want to talk to somebody, then talk to them. Anyone, any last thoughts? Feelings? Because I, of course, could go on and on about all sorts of inspiring things all day long, because that's just how it is. But I like talking to actual people. Here we go. Elle is going to give us a blessing. Let me just unmute you here in a second. There we go. There we go. Yes.
Aloha. I just wanted to thank everyone that I've actually felt the energy from you all. Like I'm 56 years old, well, at least we'll be in two more weeks, and I went ahead and I did my massage training, and I passed with a 95, and I was doing that while I was just in your course, and I felt that energy and support from you all, from you guys doing this. And I felt it because I felt like I wasn't in the same mold as, you know, the training of, oh, you're too old to do this. How can you think of starting something new or beginning something new or expanding at your age? And that's why I'm here, is to polish who I am and to be surrounded by you all with, you know, all your wonderful actions and dreams and ways. I really feel that synergeticness of it all, and I have so many more dreams that I want to do, and I feel that, you know, as we're all together and we just, you know, we have our dreams and those self-doubts come in, or that social programming comes in. And it's so nice to hear everybody share what they're going through, because you learn so many insights and there's so many parallels from that. And it really helps you go through things. You know, like I remember a couple of phone calls before, a gentleman trying to get a job, and all the support y'all were giving him, and literally, you know, him going through the steps and taking the actions, and you know, we all learn from all that, and it's just so cool to have that, to be able to learn from everything and have all your support and polish up your who you are and go ahead and you know, go for those dreams and still be open enough to say, well, you know, I got this, but I'm lagging over here and I'm thinking these thoughts here, and then, you know, get that inspiration from all of you. Well, you know, if you look at it this way or think about this, like you said, it does give you that lightning bolt of energy to go ahead and do it now. You know, I just wanted to say thank you for that and sharing that. And that's why I'm here. And that's my goal is to break out of the social programming and, you know, still go for those dreams and take that action. Yay.
Yay. We love you, Elle. Thank you for sharing that. Ah, what a beautiful family, beautiful group, such sweet souls. And, you know, one thing I find consistently quite funny, in a way, which cracks me up, is, you know, I work with lots of different people all the time, talking to people, and, you know, which, of course, I really enjoy. And one thing that I've started to notice, and I'm got to the point nowadays where I almost feel like every time I talk with a client about their life, I have to start with the same question, which is, what do you really want? What do you really want? Yeah. And you know, this seems simple, yeah? Simple question. What do you really, not what do you want, because what do you want might be the ego's random ideas, but what do you really want? What's really true for you? And when we actually start thinking about that a lot, what do I really want? What do you really, really want? What do you want to feel? What do you want to do? Who do you want to be with? What do you really want? Right? So first of all, I'm going to leave you with this today. What do you really want? Okay, I'm going to give you two questions to think about for the next week or the next 2 weeks till the next call. What do you really, really, really want? Think about it. Feel it. You know, really, not what do you think you want based on your intentions at the beginning of the program or what did you want last year. What do you really, really, really want now? Yeah, think about it. Feel into it. And then the second question, once you've had some time there, second question, is what are you willing to do those things now? Yeah, and the reason that's so important is because most of the things that we want, funnily enough, we can have today, not even next week, today, and most of them we can have right now.
Wow.
And this is the bizarre irony of life, is that the programming has taken us so off track that we're spinning out thinking like something's always wrong, when we just need to ask, what do I really want? Really want, really from my heart.
Really?
And am I willing to get on with it now? And how much of that can I do today or today right now? And I bet you, I'm willing to put money down on this if necessary. I'm just like a little friendly bet. Most of it, I would say somewhere between 50 to 80%, mostly 80%, you could be doing every day or having every day. So in other words, you are capable of living about 80% of your ideal life.
Wow.
Today.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome, and it's like, why not cut the gap? Do you know what I mean? Normally, people seem to think there's this like massive gap. They're like, here's my dream way over there across the mountain there somewhere else, and here's me. Oh, my life's so terrible. No. Most of it you can have now. Do you know what I mean? And I was talking to RL about this yesterday. If as a society and as a community, if we don't learn how to live life now, if we don't learn how to enjoy life today, yeah, when are we ever going to enjoy being alive?
That's super powerful. It's like a quantum leap.
Yeah, when's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? Oh,
exactly.
2017 will be better. I've heard people saying things like, 2016's been a tough year. I'm looking forward to 2017, 2018. I'm like, what are you talking about? You know what I mean? So what do you really, really want? And are you willing to feel it and live it now?
Powerful, powerful questions. Super hot questions. I mean, this is really cool. I mean, I'd rather be thinking about this and doing this now than half the other stuff. Honestly, this is awesome. I'm going to do this. I think it's almost cool because when you say, am I willing to do this now, it's like you're willing to, like, can you move your toe? Yes, I can move my toe, but, you know, you can't move your foot, but you can move your toe. You move your toe, and you start the process, and you chunk upwards. So, I mean, if you start this, am I willing to do this now, and you find certain things that you can do now, you make a momentum, and it starts attracting more and more things you can do now. This is so cool. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
I love it. Thank you.
Now. Ah, so yay to everyone.
Yay.
To everyone. Thank you for being here. And really go deep with these things, because honestly, if we don't learn how to live life today, when the hell are we going to ever do it? Do you know what I mean? Really and honestly, when's it going to start? Oh, next month, next year, once this thing's happened. No, it's never going to happen that way. Never happens. Transformation happens in a second, and we're the ones who choose it, and it's really just down to being willing. Yeah, are you willing? Are you willing to feel good now? I think that's one of the ultimate questions, you know. Oh, no, not too late.
Bless everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. So blessings to everyone. Feel good if you want, yeah? It's up to you. It's your choice. It's your life. So if we're going to live it, we might as well start now. What do you want? And are you willing to experience that today, right now? Thank you for being here. Thank you for being willing in advance. Sending you big smiles, lots of love, big hugs. And we'll talk very, very soon. Have an epic, epic, epic week doing the things that bring you joy. Breathing deep, sharing your love, and we'll be connecting very soon. Aloha.